In the main business areas of New Orleans, workers are on the streets every day restoring services and repairing damage. Some workers live in mobile homes and camps set up by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. But FEMA manager Mark Miszczak says finding sites for such camps in and around New Orleans has been difficult.
We have certainly seen some resistance in various parishes and municipalities who say, we're not going to allow you to place group parks here. So since 60% of the people we're dealing with are renters, not owners, that's a population that becomes more difficult to help whenever we have a limited ability to create group sites.
FEMA has had some limited success getting homeowners back to the city by providing them with mobile homes temporarily set up on their own property.
And it's a way for us to say that in addition to any financial assistance we can provide to an individual, we can give them a unit to stay right there on the property while the work's being conducted.
This has worked well for people living in areas where the city has restored basic services like electricity, water, and sewage. But those services are still not available in most of the city. Only a few kilometers away from downtown, in the lower Ninth Ward, little has changed in the past 6 months. This was once a thriving, mostly black community. Longtime residents, like 69-year-old Al Hulbert, want to come back.
Well, my parents live back over here, on campus. And that's where I grew up. Went to grade school and high school. Down there, I went to go to college and went to the military. Came back out and got a wife.
He says his neighbors also want to return.
Well, I've talked to a lot of them. They said to come back. They said to come back. All they need is a permit. They've got contractors to build a house back and everything.
Since there are no city services here, an activist group called Common Ground has set up its own rustic enclave to help people who want to camp out on their property while they restore their houses. Jessica Niederer is a volunteer from Pennington, New Jersey. She says her group is here to assist people who want to return.
It's not really a matter of us encouraging people to come back. It's a matter of listening to what people are saying, what they want to do. And people want to come back. This is their home. This was their neighborhood for generations. The rate of land ownership here, of home ownership, is very high. This is where they want to be.
A special commission recently suggested that some low-lying, flood-prone areas might not be viable. Some urban planners have suggested such areas should be abandoned. But Jessica Niederer disagrees.
Two-thirds of the Netherlands is under seawater, is under sea level. It is possible to build these places back up again.
But she admits most residents of the flood-devastated areas are reluctant to return as long as conditions remain as they are.
Especially in the neighborhoods that don't have electricity and water. Clearly they're going to need that first, and then they'll come home. And I think a lot of people are willing to do the work on their own to clean their homes out, but they need that to happen.
City officials say they are working to restore services, but that the task before them is challenging. It's now likely that many thousands of people from New Orleans will still be living elsewhere when the first anniversary of Katrina's destruction rolls around at the end of August. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.